Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jeff White from Jeff White Fitness Solutions. I'm a certified personal trainer, wellness coach, and motivational speaker. I'd like to welcome you to my radio show. Now, the purpose of my show is to promote not only physical fitness, but mental fitness as well. In order to survive in this world, it's important to be mentally strong, and I believe being both mentally and physically tough go hand in hand. As some of you know, I'm in the process of writing my first book, and it's titled The Three Pillars of Strength, Increasing Your Physical, Mental, and Spiritual Fitness. And it's coming out within the next month, and I cannot wait. So excited. Now, I believe that it's important for each of us, that includes myself, to work on all three of these aspects of our lives simultaneously, and doing so will help us become the best we can be. Too many of us focus on just one or two of these aspects, but it is now time to work on all three together. In the book, I give tips on increasing all three of these areas of fitness, and today I want to showcase an excerpt from the book that will focus on all three, and it's pertaining to drug addiction. Now, I'm just giving my opinion here, and people are free to disagree, of course, but I think it's extremely difficult to be the best you can be physically, mentally, or spiritually if you're addicted to anything, especially drugs. Not only that, but drug addiction can be harmful to your health. Not only could a person overdose on drugs, but they could accidentally mix drugs that clash with each other, causing sickness or even worse, death. Now, when I say drug addiction, what's the first thought that pops into your mind? Illegal drugs? Failing drug tests for a new job? Taking drugs in secrecy? Possibly getting arrested for possession? Well, these are some of the first things I used to think about, but drug addiction is much more than that, and people should really think about what I'm about to say. I am not referring to illegal drugs here. There are plenty of resources out there talking about the dangers of illegal drugs, but what I'm referring to are the drugs that you can buy at the drugstore or you can get prescribed by your doctor. Many have a false sense of security because it's legal or because their doctor prescribed it, it's safe. I mean, we go to the doctor to feel better, right? Of course we do. And they would never give us something that would hurt us, would they? Well, nothing could be further from the truth. What I mean is the doctor himself is not trying to hurt you, but those drugs themselves could. Now, here's a short list of celebrities who died because of overdosing on legal drugs. Singer Gerald LaVert, one of my favorite singers. Several drugs were in his system at the time of his death. They were Vicodin, Percocet, Xanax, and two non-prescription antihistamines. Heath Ledger, great, great actor. He's had oxycodone, hydrocodone, Valium, Xanax, a sleep aid, and a sedative in his system. Dana Plato from Different Strokes. She had Vicodin and the Mux Relaxer Soma in her system. And others who passed away from legal drug overdoses are Dorothy Dandridge, Anna Nicole Smith, and Michael Jackson. Now, it's not just celebrities who are abusing prescription drugs. Here are some interesting statistics for regular folks like you and me. Now, I obtained this information from a partnership for a drug-free world. And they say depressants, opiates, and antidepressants are responsible for most overdose deaths, than cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, and amphetamines combined. We think about that. Of the 1.4 million drug-related emergency room admissions in 2005, 598,542 were associated with the abuse of pharmaceuticals along or with other drugs. Now, that's in 2005, 10 years ago, so you might think this information is outdated and it may not be as bad now, but it looks as though that's not the case. It's getting worse, actually. According to a CDC article dated July 2013, deaths from prescription painkiller overdoses among women have increased more than 400% since 1999 compared to 265% among men. Basically, it's increasing for everybody. This, my friends, is a serious problem that doesn't get the attention it deserves. While taking a medication, it's important to know what you're taking and to be wary of adding another medicine to your daily intake. It's also extremely important to know what the various side effects are of that drug and to be wary of taking medicine to combat the side effects. For example, if a doctor prescribed a drug that causes heartburn, nausea, high blood pressure, or diarrhea, what chances of a person taking something to combat these conditions not realizing the first medicine is causing it? I mean, think about it. It's this drug mixing that can cause quite a few problems in a person's body, problems that should be watched closely to make sure they don't get out of hand. It's also important to remember that drugs can linger in your body for days or even weeks. Just because you didn't take that drug today, but you take a different one tomorrow, does not mean you're not mixing drugs. That's very important also. Now, if you're viewing this broadcast on your computer, you can see a drug detection chart I have uploaded, and it shows how long certain drugs can stay in your body. And they can vary from a day or a couple hours to, you know, several weeks. With that said, it's important a person tell their doctor what they're currently taking and what drugs they were taking and how long ago. Your health could depend on this info. Many of you might take legal drugs like sleep aids, for example, and nothing else. I mean, that's okay. Because as you can see, mixing drugs can be extremely dangerous and harmful to your health. However, accidental deaths involving medications are most often not from the medications themselves, but an unapproved combination of drugs and or alcohol. Alcohol mixed with any medication can have negative side effects. The most dangerous medicines mixed with alcohol are sleeping pills, anti-anxiety drugs, antihistamines, and antidepressants. That's very important information, too. This is very serious and should not be overlooked. I will talk about this more in my upcoming book because this is something people really need to think about. So pick up a copy when it comes out. Now, this may not affect you, but it might affect someone close to you. Don't hesitate to talk to them and make sure they know this important information. The premise of my book is to be the best you can be physically, mentally, and spiritually. It's extremely difficult to do so if you're relying on dangerous pills to make you better. Now, please note, if you are currently taking prescription drugs, do not stop taking them or reduce dosages without your doctor's consent, as doing so could cause more harm than good. But there's one more thing I want people to think about, which is how profitable and lucrative the drug industry is. In 2011, global spending on prescription drugs topped $954 billion. The United States accounts for more than a third of the global pharmaceutical outlet, with $340 billion in annual sales, followed by the EU, which is Europe, and Japan. Is the goal to get people healthy or keep the profits of the drug companies high? I guess it depends on who you ask or what perspective you're looking at. If people aren't sick, how will the drug companies make their money? I mean, think about that. If people are not sick, how will the drug companies make money? Think about that. Let that marinate for just a minute. Now, I'm going to stop here, but for more information, please check out my upcoming book, The Three Pillars of Strength, Increasing Your Physical, Mental, and Spiritual Fitness, where I talk about the role of a strong immune system and the foods we eat and how both can help you or hurt you in your quest for better health. But I do want to thank you for taking the time to listen to me today. Again, I'm Jeff White from Jeff White Fitness Solutions, and I'm available for fitness consultations, writing or speaking engagements, and I'm always looking to assist people with their fitness goals, be it mental, physical, or spiritual. drop me a line. I'd be happy to hear from you, whether you have a question or a comment. I can be reached here on Blog Talk Radio, on Facebook at Jeff White Fitness Solutions, my website, which is www.jeffwhitefitnesssolutions.com, Twitter, which is JW Fitness Jeff, again, it's JW Fitness Jeff, with just one S as in Sam. I'm on YouTube for my fitness videos. Have a great day. Stay positive and be productive. And remember, it's very difficult to be the best you can be if you're taking drugs of any type. Be aware of what you're putting in your body and how it affects you. Your life could depend on it. Be on the lookout for my next book. It is coming soon. And also, check me out next week where I will talk about aging and how it affects the body and how people are coping with that on a physical and mental basis. Okay? Thank you for listening. Until next time, peace.